Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. I was unavailable in December to record a community comment, and there's so much to talk about. I'm going to start with the upcoming marijuana ordinances being created by California cities to regulate marijuana. They are being crafted to meet a specific state deadline of March 1st. That deadline date may change soon and may have already changed by the time this airs. Fortuna is going to start with the strictest ordinance to get one on the books and then be open to making adjustments in the future. My initial thought for Fortuna, let's give Humboldt County residents and future businesses an option. Let's declare Fortuna dry. Let's be the one town in Humboldt County that doesn't have pot front and center. Barring that, maybe Fortuna will follow something like Cloverdale's efforts as reported on in the Press Democrat last week. Cloverdale's City Council agreed to, quote, lift the ban on outdoor cultivation, but limit the number of plants that can be grown outside to no more than 3 per single-family home, end quote. Yes, they said 3. That makes sense to me. 3 plants. Plenty for personal use, right? The Cloverdale Council then voted unanimously to allow patients or caregivers to also grow 30 plants indoors if they are in separate structures and meet a number of other conditions. One condition is that the indoor grow space be no bigger than 100 square feet. Another condition is if patients or caregivers rent, they need to get written permission from the landlords. Common sense prevails in Cloverdale. They go on to report that, quote, any type of commercial marijuana or commercial medical marijuana activity remains prohibited, including dispensaries. Although limited deliveries from outside the city of up to 8 ounces of cannabis per patient will be allowed with a state and city business license. Brilliant! I urge you, Fortuna, to consider these common sense elements to your marijuana ordinance down the road. I missed the electric January 5th Eureka City Council meeting when I was out of town. I received text messages while it was going on and read comments on Facebook soon after. I just caught the rerun on Humboldt Access last week. I have to give lots of kudos to Councilwoman Cherubellini for her clear thinking. At this time, I need to disclose that Melinda is a Rotary president and I'm the Rotary district governor, but I think anyone watching would agree that Melinda was not going to be bullied and she rocked. I also appreciated Councilwoman Arroyo's commitment to process, even though she agreed with what was being put forward by seemingly an end-around play. Brava to both. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.